Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
I just somebody put all that money in my hand, and I put it in that pocket there. And I was holding it. And somebody came up over here and said, the Lord said, that's his money. Give it to him. I'm like a lot of y'all. The devil is a lie. But I knew it was the Lord, and I gave it to him. But I didn't share that. It wasn't, I don't know if it was a week or when it was. It wasn't too long after that that God began to open some doors. And I share about how we gave toward the college. They were going to some kind of retreat, I believe it was, or some conference, and we supported one of the college students. But it was right around in that time, all that was taking place. And I came home one afternoon, and there was a FedEx envelope on our porch, one of them cardboard FedEx envelopes. And what we gave to help, this was maybe 20, 30 times that in that envelope. And so, you know, as was said tonight, it's good to obey God. And whatever he's telling you to do, obey. It may not to your flesh or to your mind, the natural mind, make a whole lot of sense. And it doesn't always. But tell somebody, just do it. Because God's got a plan. And at the end of the day, he wants you to trust him. To trust him. He's got your best interest in mind. Yes, he does. And it is God's will for you to prosper. And it is God's will for you to be in health. I said it is God's will. It is God's will to heal us. It is God's will for us, amen, to prosper. To have our needs met. To have oftentimes more than enough. Amen. He's the God of more than enough. And God's not insecure with you having more than enough. Matter of fact, when we minister, when we testify, when we give, it should be from an overflow. Amen. I said it should be from an overflow. That day of paycheck to paycheck, tell somebody that's coming to an end. Come on, that day of having to go, amen, to the, what is it, cash places? I need cash now. Well, you got the cash out before you get your check. They get it because you needed it or else. Tell somebody that day is over. Come on, can you believe that? I said, can you receive that? It's not contingent upon a raise on your job. Thank God for the raise on the job, but that's not it. It's in the counsel of God. If you get into his word and you'll, amen, get occupied with him and stay in his presence, there's a dimension, there's a realm, amen, a supernatural realm. It will defy the natural order. I said it will defy the natural order. You will wonder yourself, how in the world did I get here like this? Folk gonna be asking you, how'd you get that? You gonna say, oh, it's God. I wish I could tell you. All I know, God did this, he told me to do that, and then this happened. I don't know how that happened, child. I ain't qualified. Amen. You know, people spend a whole lot of money on their career. I'm a strong advocate of career, education. You educate, but don't let that take the place of God. Amen. School. People get all kind of degrees and still have to flip the fries, flip the hamburgers, unemployed, all kind of degrees. Tell somebody, listen to God's counsel. See, your career is what you pay for. Your calling is what you made for. People will pay for a career, but your calling is what you made for. How many people are in careers or in stuff they hate it? At least it's bringing home the bacon, but you hate it. No, the calling of God is what you're made for. And your gifting as it pertains to your call will make room for you to stand before great men. I'm telling you, if you'll follow it. Daniel outlasted three kingdoms because he refused to compromise. He refused to compromise his integrity with his God. He refused. Lions couldn't eat him. King Nebuchadnezzar, when he got proud, 7 years ate grass like a beast. Daniel was still there. Hebrew boys thrown in the fire, all that stuff. None of that stuff could prosper. Understand, God's going to bless many, but it won't be outside of the presence of your enemies. That's why you got to get internally fortified. And get your mind right. Amen. Amen. Wear that helmet of salvation. Get your mind right in God. Because he's not going to put you way out on an island somewhere and bless you. No, he's going to bless you right among the serpents. Amen. Folk that want to see you fall. Amen. Folk that talk about you behind your back. Yeah. Folk that want your position. Yeah. Folk that hate on you for no reason. They hate the Christ in you. Yeah. But no weapon formed against you. Now the thing is, you'll see it form. You heard what they said. You'll see them getting ready to try to take you out. But go to work the next day anyway. Amen. I said go to work the next day anyway. Singing your gospel tunes. Amen. Giving glory to God. And watch what God will do. He said you'll see it form, but I won't let it prosper. Pharaoh brought all his soldiers, 600 soldiers, chariots. Everybody left Egypt. Come on, everybody going. Took them all and rode. God said, I want them all. And he let them see them. And the faint-hearted and the weak, oh, Moses, you brought us, wasn't there enough graves? Always talking that old poverty talk. Where are we going to get the money? God going to give you the money. Amen. See, God will give you the money through somebody. It ain't beyond God for you to find some money. He fed Elijah with birds, ravens. Ravens are birds of prey. They don't share no food. They fight over food. But yet God called the ravens. And they wasn't bringing no roadkill. It wasn't stuff on the side of the road being run over. Amen. They went to the altars where the best of the best was being offered. Amen. Snatch it up for Elijah. Amen. Drop it down on him at the brook. Amen? God's counsel, how important. Let me just give you a few pointers here before we close. I just want to encourage you tonight with the testimonies. Now remember, Jesus has restored the ability for us to prosper, but what he restored was us the ability to prosper after God's counsel. After the counsel of God. Amen? That's why it's important. We heard one of the young men talk about how he increased his time that he spent with God. You want to get to know someone better? Spend more time with them. Right? Simple. Spend more time with them. It doesn't mean that you got to be talking all the time. You don't even like being around somebody talking all the time. What makes you think God wants you around him talking all the time? And Lord, please, Lord. Please, just chill. Chill, child. He knows when your heart is seeking him. You don't always have the words to say. We don't always have the words to say, but our heart is toward him. God is a heart God. Some people know all the right words to say, but their heart ain't right. It's a hard thing. And he'll give us words. You know, somebody else said something. It just dawned on me, but dropped in my spirit again. Many times you don't have because you don't ask. Amen. Now see, that's too elementary for some. Amen. And I don't mean that in a negative way, elementary. That's foundational. Think about a moment. What have you really asked God? What have you really asked God for? I mean really asking. Not guessing, not no ho-humming. And now what have you really, he said, if you ask, you'll receive. Yes. Seek, you'll find it. Amen. Knock, he said, and I'll open the door for you. Amen. Amen. But what have you really asked? See, sometimes that's why our heart before God has to be clean. Amen. Because many ask, but they ask amiss.
Amen. Amen.
They saw somebody else prosper. So now they want to get so they can, you know, stick their chest out. So and so got one. I want one too. And so, Lord, I'm asking you now. Well, see, you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lust.
Amen.
That's why we got to do get all the toxics out.
Amen.
Amen. Internalize. Get internally pure before God. Amen. The way you're not lusting for things. Where you're not, amen, anxious for stuff. Where you're not jealous and envious and striving and comparing yourself. We need to rejoice when other people are blessed. Amen. You got to be mature enough that when somebody get blessed and get proud, you still are happy for them being blessed. But you know when they get proud, God gonna deal with them. Amen. And not jealous and comparing and trying to find something wrong.
Amen.
they found stuff, or they thought they found stuff wrong with Jesus.
Amen.
Get a clue. That's the territory. That's not an indication for you to back up and run or to change course. That's an indication that you're doing something right.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-472-4000. ATR Banks. For updates on ministries and other events,